This is Ashlyn Harris from Wide Open with Ashlyn Harris. And now a vital break from our sponsors, Vital Proteins. And it is vital. Collagen Peptides is a wellness supplement that supports healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. When we hit 30, our body's collagen production starts to drop. And that's when Vital Protein steps in. Their iconic blue tub is everywhere. People love Vital Proteins, in part because it's so easy. Just mix it into your coffee, tea, or a smoothie, and you're good to go. And now you can get 20% off the next order at vitalproteins.com by using promo code WIDEOPEN20 at checkout. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is it a dream? Is it paranormal? How do you even know?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is Real Ghost Stories Online. And if you have a real ghost story and you can share it with us, we would love that so much. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, please do that. There's no commercials, access to the archive, and the advance episodes. Sign up at Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today. We're going to talk about dreams today.
You know, I think what's interesting, your lead in, when you said, is it dream? Is it paranormal? How do you know? I think that in itself is the dilemma, right? Because it could be a dream. It could be paranormal. It could be a paranormal dream.
Right.
Right. I mean, we could have things happening in our dreams that are maybe being directed by, you know,
visitation dreams,
guides. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
Yeah. Like, and we talked about this a few episodes back. In fact, we recorded that episode before Christmas. And because I was talking about an interview I did with Alice Vernon, she is from Wales. She wrote a book called Night Terrors. So as my second interview with her, she's absolutely adorable. I really enjoy talking to her. But she is a woman who has grown up with severe problems, and it's called parasomnia is the term for that, which I think is kind of confusing right there, because is it insomnia? Adding parasomnia, does it make it paranormal? You know what I mean?
Right.
So just saying parasomnia implies paranormal to me. So within the parasomnias, you've got like lucid dreaming, sleep paralysis, sleepwalking, night terrors, all of those things are parasomnias.
Okay.
So kind of troubles with sleeping, not sleep apnea. That's its own thing. You know, I think the difference is that would be more of a physical thing. And this is more of a dream state issue. And so I read her book. It was really interesting. And this woman is plagued by parasomnias. She hasn't, night terrors has not been a problem for her, but I think everything else from sleepwalking on. Like she will wake up and she's like, I'm getting dressed for work. And I don't even like, whoa, here I am. And I'm like, okay, to me, that's scary. I think somebody who's really plagued with sleepwalking, I find that quite terrifying, because how far do you go, literally? And, you know,
well, I think, yeah, I mean, I think people can find themselves in dangerous situations.
Well, and she even goes into that in the book, where people have committed crimes and claimed sleepwalking. And I actually think that is the case in some of these. And now you add in Ambien, which would not be parasomnia when you're taking Ambien, but I do think it creates that state where you don't know what you're doing.
Right. Or you could, you know, put yourself outside in a horrible, you know, weather and, you know, a storm or something. So I do think there's some definite dangers to all of these things, really. Yeah.
So it was really interesting as I read the book that it gave me some explanations for some things that would make sleep paralysis less paranormal. But then there are also times when I think the paranormal and sleep do interact, because I think that, and her and I talk about it at one point in the interview, where I think because you're in this different state, that things can come through to you like a visitation dream, because you're in that sleep state. So I find it very interesting. And so a sleep paralysis, like you do go into a paralysis state, and we do talk, I'm going to play a clip of the interview, and we do talk about that. Because like if you have a dream where you're playing tennis, if you don't go into that paralysis state, you'd be playing tennis and hitting your partner in bed, you know? So it keeps you more still, not 100% still, but it keeps you from acting out what you're doing in your head.
Okay.
So we talk about some of the explanations for paranormal activity, and you'll hear in this clip, like, remember back a while back where we had the story that the guy would wake up and he would see the burning family at the foot in his bed, at the foot of his
bed.
Repeatedly. Mm-hmm. So when you hear that, that comes from that story. And then she talks about a burning lady that a lady that she saw at the foot of her bed, and how her take is on that now. So I'll play this clip from the interview, and you can hear the entire interview on the Grave Talks. It's called Night Terrors, and you can also read the book, Night Terrors. You can find it wherever books are sold. So here's a clip from the interview. Recently, I've had several experiences of my cat jumped up on the bed, so it's nothing terrifying.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just love you so much. And I reached down to pet him, and he's not there. No cat jumped on my bed.
Yeah.
And that has happened several times recently. Like, felt him do that thing they do with their paws on the blankets, you know, and there's no cat.
Yeah.
But I swear it woke me up and, or did it. You know, so after, after reading your book, I'm like, maybe I never woke up at all. Maybe the whole thing was a dream state and I thought I woke up.
Yeah, because there are layers to consciousness, you know. You do feel like you are awake, but you're not. You know, there is a part of your brain that is still very much asleep and dreaming. But, you know, you're sort of just coming out of that sleeping state. So, yeah, you often see people say, oh, I was in bed and it was the middle of the night, but I was awake. I knew I was awake. And you're kind of like, well, are you sure?
Yeah, exactly. Because I thought I was, but was I? I also thought in Spain I was wide awake when I saw that demon black thing in the doorway. Was I awake? I don't know. But you actually kind of totally flipped my world upside down on how I look at things, because about sleep and issues with sleep. Because I had never heard of hallucinatory sleep phenomena. There's two, and we mentioned it. There's the hypnopompic sleep hallucination. And then there's hypnagogic or something
hypnagogic, hypnagogic. I don't think I've ever actually heard anybody read it out loud. And I did the audiobook for Ghosted and realized that I pronounce 90% of words wrong. So I wouldn't trust anything that comes out of my mouth.
But it's something like that.
Something like that, yes.
I never thought about having a hallucination when you sleep. Mm. So therefore, the people at the end of the bed burning. The woman you saw every night for a week.
Yeah.
In your bedroom. It could all be a hallucination.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Two would be examples of the hypnopompic hallucination. I can't get that out. But that's what that would be, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So explain how that kind of hallucination would work while you're sleeping.
Yeah, so that seems to be more to do with the dreaming brain. So you have actually come out of the paralysis state that you're in when you're in like proper REM sleep. So you haven't quite gone into it yet, or you've just come out of it, and you wake up. And you can move, but your brain is still sort of dreaming, and it just projects very briefly. It will just project some sort of weird dream image or hallucination into your waking sight. So it does seem to kind of happen in a flash. A lot of people report kind of seeing a flash of light and then some weird thing. You know, they can see it clearly even though it's dark in the room, and they are quite frightening. They can be really horrible. I think I saw a polar bear once, which was quite interesting, but other times it's just like I'll wake up and I will see a spider, and I'm really scared of spiders, so I'll see a spider and I'll freak out, and then I'll be like, well, no, that's silly, and I'll turn the light on and there's nothing there and that kind of thing. And sometimes I'll see people, horrible, monstrous things. But yeah, the woman that I saw for a week, I'm still like, if I had to say that something in my life was actually a genuine paranormal experience, that one still really freaks me out. So I was living in a studio flat, and I just finished my PhD, and I just got this tiny little role in the English department at the university, and it was so small that was why I then had to move to the Moth House. So I was moving from quite a nice little, you know, self-contained studio flat to living with this elderly hippie couple and their interesting habits, and this moth infestation, and so I was very stressed, and I think that's where it came from. But equally, I was moving because it's literally just down the street. So I was just moving things by hand. I was just going back and forth with boxes. And so over the course of the week, things were disappearing from my flat. And I woke up and I saw this Victorian woman, very stereotypical, with all this lank, sort of dark, browny, gingery hair, and it was all like the way down to her waist. She was just standing by the bed, and I think she had a little urchin boy with her. It was very Charles Dickens. And then I think the next night it was just her. But every night for this week of terror, she came closer and closer and closer. And then the last night I had this insane delusion. So it's like, you know, it's not just what you see and hear and feel in a hallucination. You also have these weird hallucinatory thoughts as well, these weird delusions. And I had this weird delusion that she was a ghost, and she had been sort of watching me for the 3 years that I'd lived in this flat doing my PhD. And she was really upset that I was leaving, and she didn't want me to leave. And then I kind of woke up properly then, and I was like, what am I on about? That's really weird. But it still really freaked me out. And I kind of thought, you know, well, I only have one more night and then I can be free of this sort of strange ghost lady. I did really get quite freaked out by it, even though I was trying to rationalize it. There was still part of me that was like, maybe it is a ghost. Well, at this point.
That's the one story in the book that I actually was like, I think that could be paranormal.
Yeah.
Because you saw it every night for a week, and it seems like dreams are so random and different, and I never have the same dream. Some people do have the same dream, not saying that that doesn't happen, but to wake up and have that same experience for an entire week, that just felt different than just a dream.
Yeah, and it was an old, quite an old building that I was in. It was probably dated, you know, mid Victorian era, so it's around around the right time. Right. But yeah, as you say, like even though I have all these experiences quite often, there'll be themes. So I tend to see women quite a lot, but it's never been the same woman for five nights in a row, just getting steadily closer and closer and closer to my head.
She's
horrible.
Right next to you. Yeah. Ugh. And I don't know why. Like, how have I never come across this concept of hallucinating in that dream state where you're just coming out of it, maybe in, like you explained, your body's still kind of in that paralysis state.
Yeah.
I think you have an example in the book. Like, if you're dreaming about playing tennis, if you didn't go into that paralysis state, your arms would be like all over the place. So you need to go into that state to sleep. But then there's that weird in-between place. So that would explain a lot of the stories that we get on the Ghost Story Show about people waking up and seeing something in the doorway. They woke up and they saw a woman lying in bed next to them, which we just had a story about that yesterday. And like she had bouffant hair. And so she had a really fancy hairdo. But that kind of makes sense how you could see that really quickly and then it's gone. But that also feels extremely paranormal. So what do you think about that conversation? There's a little bit more of it left. We can play if you want it. Okay. But
you know, I think there's a lot of what do I want to say? A gray area. Like
I
think
absolutely.
You could definitely have, I can see it. You could definitely have hallucinations. And I think especially for when she was discussing maybe being overwrought about a situation, you know, extreme fatigue or exhaustion, or you're sick, right? That's a good example of it. We all have bizarre hallucinations when we're sick and we have fevers. Mm-hmm. And we all know that that is that, right? That's a hallucination. So I think, you know, definitely it could be, right? You could be in that bizarre kind of twilight between awake and asleep. You know, your brain just kind of kicks over into these weird,
but I think
it
explains that when I woke up, I saw the woman standing there. It explains that sort of paranormal event.
I still think you could have a woman standing there.
Well, she did. And I think that was a paranormal event. But it does explain a lot of them, that maybe you woke up and you saw something real quick, it's gone. Because you are in this in-between state.
Right. And so that's why I say it's bizarrely gray area, because I still totally believe that you can have paranormal experiences and probably more so in the twilight area than you do just in your strict dreams. I've had people where I just sat up and looked around the room and said, I heard somebody just say my name. Now, was it a hallucination? Maybe.
Could have been.
Was it a spirit guide trying to get my attention? Maybe. Well, you know, that's why I said, I feel like there's gray area.
And in that episode, in that conversation, I told her about, I had, like, right in around the time I talked to her, I'd heard something. It sounded like something hit my house, the wall by my bed, outside, and middle of the night. And I woke up, what was that? What was that? And my dog was sound asleep. And I'm like, okay, if something just hit my house, I think my dog would have woken up. And I think you and I talked about that. I think my dog would have woken up. So I went back to bed. Okay. But then when I read this book, I'm like, it could have been an auditory hallucination. That is a thing. And there was like an episode we talked about where a guy, something wrapped around him and he could feel the skin and the bones. That can also happen. It can be that real. And that could also not be real. Or paranormal. That can also happen in that weird sleep state. Because sleep is really a weird thing.
It is.
That and happens to you.
We all have had dreams where we woke up just, you know, sweating and crying because it was so real.
Right.
You know, we were being chased by monsters and stuff. But I also think that there are times where I think we need it. It could be something else, you know, it could be paranormal. So it, yeah, I definitely think, oh yes, absolutely. Without a doubt, you can have very vivid dreams and very, you know, scary dreams. And I think you can have sleep paralysis. I've always wondered though about sleep paralysis. It's like, why is it always scary? Why don't you wake up and see something lovely and think, oh, I wish I could just stay here, right? Like, why, what does it tap into, you know, if it isn't something really out there? What taps into us, and why only our, you know, our frightened state? I've always wondered that. I'm like, that seems like, why wouldn't it tap into something lovely?
But I think that it could be your state of mind when you go to bed. For example, when I had that last dream in Spain where I thought there was some dark demon sort of thing standing in the doorway, and I'm trying to get rid of it by yelling, get out, but I can't make a sound because I'm paralyzed.
Right.
That could have been a classic example of hypnopompic state.
Okay.
It could have been. It seemed real. It seemed like I was awake. But just because, like, when that starts off, we're talking about the cat. That can happen. Like, you actually think you're awake, but you're not awake. And we've all had that dream where it's like, I'm awake. No, I'm not awake. I'm dreaming. Am I dreaming? Is this a dream? You know? So it puts you in such a weird state. But that particular dream in Spain, I was getting bad vibes on that place. As soon as we walked in, it was making my heart race. And I'm like, I'm not going to be comfortable in any room. So I know I'm not going to sleep well. What if something happens? So I go to bed with that on my brain.
Yeah, but you are having bad vibes.
But like,
what's giving you the bad vibes?
Right. But what I'm saying is that state of mind could have put me into that dream state. Because
I agree with that, but I also think that something was triggering this kind of...
Oh, yeah. I think I was a haunted Airbnb. I really do.
Yeah.
And it was weird because I didn't have those bad vibes the next night after I told the thing to get out. So it might have empowered me, that dream, in a way. I don't know. But so it just gives you something to think about. I think the book is fascinating. And I put together, I went through the archives and I found one sleep paralysis story that I thought I'd share. And it says, I've debated writing in for a while because I'm not sure how you feel about sleep paralysis stories. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, hey, we like them.
And I don't know when this was written. It could have been written 12 years ago. But I've had two experiences that have stayed with me for years. I'd really like your thoughts on them. First happened when I was 12. I woke up in the middle of the night completely unable to move. I knew I was in my bedroom. I could see the door, the walls, everything exactly as it should have been, but my body wouldn't respond. At the same time, I began hearing what sounded like a news report, someone calmly describing a high school student who had committed suicide. As I listened, the boy's face appeared in front of me. At first, it looked normal, almost like a photo. Then it started to change. His features warped and stretched until his face became skeletal, twisting into something that didn't feel human anymore. I wanted to look away, but I couldn't even blink. That's when I felt claws drag across my arm. It wasn't a vague sensation or pressure. It felt sharp and intentional, like fingernails raking on my skin. The exact same time, my bedroom door started shaking hard enough that I thought something was trying to force its way in. When I finally snapped out of it, I ran straight into my mother's room. I slept there for the rest of the night. She tried to explain it away and said it must have been our cat, but the cat wasn't in my room. He was in another part of the house. I couldn't sleep with the lights off for weeks after that. Second experience happened years later. It was very different, but just as unsettling. Once again, I found myself paralyzed, aware that I was awake but unable to move. This time, I felt like I was standing in a long concrete tunnel, the kind you'd walk through while exiting an amusement park or attraction. There were metal railings guiding the path forward, and I had a strong sense that I was supposed to keep moving toward the exit. Without warning, something hit me head-on, a blast of freezing cold air so intense It felt physical. It knocked me backward, and I couldn't turn my head or raise my arms to shield myself. When I finally woke up, the first thing I did was touch my face. It was ice cold. That part has always bothered me the most. I've had sleep paralysis before and since, but I've never woken up with a physical sensation that lingered like that. I don't know what to make of these experiences. I'm not claiming they were paranormal, but they felt different from anything else I've gone through. I'd really love to hear your thoughts, whether you think this is just how the brain misfires during sleep paralysis or if there could be something more going on. I love the show and the community you've built. Hearing other people share their experiences has helped me feel less alone in all of this. Thanks for taking time to read this. A listener is how it is signed.
Okay.
So some very classic paranormal experiences, paralysis experiences. And when she said that about the cold face, it made me think of the other night with all this freaking COVID that I've been dealing with this week. I couldn't breathe. And so I had to sleep kind of sitting up, and I was breathing out of my mouth, which makes your mouth feel so weird. Mm-hmm. And in my dream, like, I'm trying so hard to drink, and I can't drink, and I can't drink, and I finally get to a drink, and I can't make a straw work. And then I'm trying to splash the water into my mouth, but I can't.
Because you're so thirsty, for real.
And yeah, so maybe in that dream, that second dream she had, maybe the room was really cold, her head's outside of the covers, and her face got really cold, and that kind of worked its way into the sleep paralysis.
I'm going with you on that one, because I really do have that happen to me, and I'm sure all of our listeners do, where, you know, your leg has fallen asleep, and then you dream that something's wrong with your leg, or you're, you know what I mean, like you're... Like you said, your hand is outside the blanket and it's cold. So you dream you're in a snowstorm.
And your hand is so cold and you can't get it back into the warm place.
And you can't get your glove back on or whatever. You know, it's just like it's like your brain develops these crazy epic stories around to explain to you, maybe you should wake up and put your hand back under the blanket, you know, or whatever. I don't know. But it's weird. Like, it's bothering you. And so you develop this like short novelette to explain
it. You know? And in my dream the other night, like, I'm trying all the ways to get something to drink, and I cannot get anything to drink. And then I woke up and my mouth just feels disgusting because I can't breathe out of my nose.
Well, and I can remember one time I dreamt that I was eating desserts, and they just kept bringing them. And most of them, for some reason, were strawberry desserts. I don't know why. And I just kept eating them, and I didn't, and it was like too much. And I'm saying, please don't bring me any more dessert. And they kept bringing it, and I kept feeling like I had to eat it. And I was just like, well, I had the flu. When I finally roused myself around enough, I think I did go end up throwing up. And like for 2 days, I was sick with a fever and the flu and whatever. But my dream was explaining it by I'd overeaten, and therefore I felt like I needed to throw up, you know. But anyway, your brain will do that. And I somehow feel like the ice one is that. Now, the one prior to that with the suicide, could there have been a TV on and you were asleep and you were hearing this story about a tragedy, and then your brain starts running with it.
Or even in the middle of the afternoon, you might have heard something.
Yeah, you know, and then your brain kind of does this, and it could warp it into this other thing and stuff. Somehow, I feel like both of these have something that are more dream-related and, you know, like our subconscious taking over and developing stories than paranormal.
And in that first story that she shared, as I read it, I'm like, I have had almost every one of those things happen in a sleep paralysis incident, but not necessarily the same one. She had them all in one. Like the door shaking, like I've had them where someone's trying to get in, there's someone at the door, and they're trying to get in, and I'm trying to scream to get help.
And you can't scream.
Yeah, and you can't because you can't move. And then the scratching, like that happened. I dreamt that some kind of cat attacked me and I couldn't get it off of me. Mm-hmm. And I woke up scratched. But could I have scratched myself in all of that? I don't know.
Well, and like could you have scratched yourself and then developed this cat thing?
Yeah.
As an explanation in your subconscious mind, you know. But I do believe that there are sleep paralysis states where you may see something. I do. I truly believe that because I've had it happen to me. And I believe that that old man standing and staring at me at the foot of the bed and me staring back at him, I believe he was there.
You think that was sleep paralysis or that was a...
I think I definitely had paralysis. I couldn't move, but I think there was somebody there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it can be really both. Do. You know, I think that a lot of times it could explain it that you're just in that in-between state.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So check out Alice's book. I think she's just a darling person. I wish she had 10 more books that I could talk to her about because I love having conversations with her. But the book is Night Terrors. And the other book that I had her on that we talked about was Ghosted. And that's kind of the history of ghost hunting and how that kind of took off and started from the Victorian era and the seances and all of that, and how that kind of evolved into ghost hunting and sort of what we do now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's very, very, very good book. So check them both out. And if you have a real ghost story that you'd like to share with us, call it in anytime at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.